This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Filmmaker Joe Fab joins me on the program. Joe, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Tell me first, how you got into this project. When did you first hear about the sacrifices made by Bedford, Virginia?
You know, I would say it's been bubbling under out there in our consciousness here at our little company. We're a small, very small film company in Northern Virginia, right across the river from D.C., but we're in Virginia, so we're paying attention to things in our state. And we would hear a little bit here, a little bit there. And, of course, when the National D-Day Memorial opened in Bedford, then there was a big splash of news and a lot of attention put to it, so we paid much closer attention then. And began to entertain the idea of doing a film.
So tell me about some of the stories that you found. I mean, you found some of these people who were there on D-Day, and you found some of the family members who were left behind as well by those who perished.
We did. It's interesting to note that we were just in time because, let's be realistic, these folks are all in their 80s now, and since we made the film, a number of them are no longer with us, so we were able to capture some stories that now you can see on film that you wouldn't be able to hear any other way. One family that comes to mind is that of Roy Stevens. Roy and his twin brother, Ray, served from Bedford. Both of them were on separate landing craft on their way into the beach on D-Day. Roy's landing craft was sunk, and so he was picked up, rescued by a boat, and he was, rather than taken into the shore at that point, he was taken back to England. But his brother Ray's boat went onto the beach. It was a few days later when Roy came back with another group, because the landings continued for several days, not just that first day, and when Roy hit the beach at last, several days later, he came to the temporary cemetery, and the first grave he came to was that of his twin brother. So stories like that, in that case, in the case of our film, that one is told by Roy. You'll hear it from him, and you'll see what it feels like to him even now to remember those things. But the film is full of that kind of first-person memory of something that for most of us is usually just gotten out of a history book.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, all these stories tied together with one community here in Virginia, Bedford, Virginia, the home of the National D-Day Memorial. We are talking with filmmaker Joe Fab. The new movie is Bedford, The Town They Left Behind, and we'll be giving away a free copy here in just a couple of minutes. A new DVD that Joe has graciously supplied for one of our lucky listeners. So how can folks see this? What do you recommend how folks can see this fantastic film?
Well, you can get it, as I like to say, wherever fine videos are sold. It's on Netflix. It's available at Borders and Blockbuster and everywhere that you would think it should be available. And I encourage you, especially want to point out that due to an error in the case, the DVD case, doesn't tell you on the package, but there are a lot of really, really nice bonus features there, including an extended interview with a man named Bob Slaughter, who was one of those who landed on that morning. And it's incredible to hear some of these things, like I was saying a moment ago, these first-person accounts. Both of us mentioned the memorial in Bedford, and I don't know how many of your listeners have been there. But it is an extraordinary place to go, and they can buy the DVD there too. But I recommend that anybody who, you're so close by, go over there. You will not be sorry. It's an incredible thing. I ask people here in D.C. Who've not been to Bedford, I say, what's your idea of a big and impressive memorial? Many of them mention the World War II Memorial downtown in Washington. The Bedford Memorial far surpasses that.
We're talking with Joe Fab, who, along with Elliot Berlin, is the director of the new film, Bedford, The Town They Left Behind. It's online at bedfordthemovie.com. You can watch the trailer there. and get copies of the DVD as well. And Joe, before you let you go, let's just explain to people that, you know, these National Guard troops were called up in 45. The National Guard troops were called up that served in D-Day were from Bedford, and two-thirds of the young men from Bedford perished. But in 2004, the National Guard troops from Bedford were called up again and sent to Afghanistan and then to Iraq.
Isn't it interesting that that particular National Guard unit had not been called up again as a unit after World War II until Afghanistan in 2004? But they were. They went over, and fortunately, on that occasion, everybody came back alive. And they've since been called to Iraq, and I think even a second deployment to Iraq, all out of that little town. And if you visit it in person or you visit it through our film, I think you get a sense of what's in many American communities. You know, Bedford in many ways is representative of small towns all across this country because sacrifices are being made every day by those left behind.
Ain't that the truth? Joe Fab, the online at bedfordthemovie.com. Joe, thank you so much and congratulations on the new film.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.